The National Animal Identification System first began back in 2004 and, of course, was designed to pinpoint an animal's location within 48 hours of a disease being discovered. But the original voluntary program got less than a 40% participation rate among producers and was discontinued. So federal officials are now drafting regulations that would require farmers to identify animals that move across state lines to make it easier to trace any diseases. The new proposal will give states the authority to decide how to track livestock moving within their own borders, but they will be accountable to the federal government for the system they choose. But during a recent House Ag Committee hearing, USDA Undersecretary Ed Avalos was asked why this new plan would be accepted any better than the old one.
We're going to develop standards that the whole country has to meet, but we're going to allow the states and the tribes to meet those standards in a way that works best for them.
He said the new approach would also go back to the basics from a technology standpoint.
We're using simple identification that we've used for years in disease programs at USDA. These are programs that will give us better buy-in from the industry.
Undersecretary Avalos said the overall response has been positive.
We've had workshops and forums all over the country. We've focused on state veterinarians, on producers, and leaders of the tribal nations. We still have a ways to go. We have a lot of dialogue to continue with the industry. We still have to do quite a bit of tribal consultation. But we're making progress, and I feel comfortable that once we establish the standards that everyone has to meet, we're going to have buy-in from the industry, and we're going to have buy-in from the cattle people.
If you would like to learn more about this, one of those meetings he mentioned will be coming to our region this Friday, August 20th, in Atlanta. It will take place at the DoubleTree Hotel Atlanta Airport from 8 a.m. till 4 p.m. Eastern Time, with registration beginning 1 hour prior to the meeting. For more information, just log on to the APHIS website at www.aphis.usda.gov. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.